listening discretion is advised. There will be swearing, inappropriate adult humor, and probably some graphic medical procedures. Listen at your own risk.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Alicia.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
Dun, da, da.
Hey, yo. We missed a week.
Oops. It's okay. I mean,
we thought we were
anybody that's been along, you know, and knows this is just how we roll.
I know.
We're not, I mean, we're consistent. We're consistently not consistent.
Consistently inconsistent.
There you go.
Hey, yep.
Yep.
That's who we are. But I am appreciative to anybody who hangs around and comes back when we actually do make it back. Yeah. It was only a week, though. It was only a week.
Yeah.
Nothing terrible. No, just,
yeah,
you know,
just life come gets up. Away. Life comes up.
Yeah. Gets away from you. But it does lead us into today's topic of all the fun things of life.
Yep.
Is that what we're calling it? It's all the fun things of life.
No. No, it really grinds my gears.
Oh my gosh. We just had this conversation before we started recording. If anybody's a Family Guy watcher,
yeah,
that's what it's from.
That's a Family Guy reference. So we'll just dive right into it.
So actually, where this topic came from is because recently one of our vehicles blew up. That's kind of an exaggeration, but not quite an exaggeration. It didn't like blow up in flames or anything.
Nobody was in it.
Nobody was in it. It just didn't start one day because the engine was
destroyed. Which is super weird. So
no specifics. Nobody cares about the specifics.
I just thought it was weird that it's like it ran perfectly fine one day, got me to and from work, no weird sounds, no nothing. And then the next day I go to work and the car is just blah.
Yep. Well, the engine was trashed and we need a new engine. And if anybody knows anything about cars, you almost just want to buy a new car because engines are ridiculous.
Yep. I mean, everything around the engine was good,
so
transmission and stuff. But
the big thing is you have an old van that's handicap accessible for Piper's wheelchair, which is actually older than the car that blew up. So it just brings us to like the whole topic of trying to find help for things and the fact that it's hard.
Yeah, because if you don't know, you don't know.
Basically.
There's not a lot of advertisement for, hey, if you or someone you know has a handicapped individual that needs mobility transportation.
Or just anything in general.
Send them on this way.
Like,
not just a vehicle, but just anything in general. You know, I mean, my mom is one that's very avid that, I mean, she'll be the first one to tell you, it fucking is ridiculous because anything for Piper that's like, quote unquote, modified.
Yeah.
To help.
So pretty much everything is modified.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is ridiculously priced.
Yeah. That even comes to clothing too.
Oh yeah.
You can buy, I mean, we don't
There's certain
buy
kinds of shoes.
Lots of adaptive clothing for it because we have worked around it. But if you do want to buy adaptive clothing, it can be more pricey than anything else.
Yeah. Which I think is ridiculous.
Of course it is.
You're going to charge people more to try and be inclusive and, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's right. But, you know, I mean, just any kind of avenue that gives you a one-up or a helping hand or anything.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is it's like, I think in our case, or at least for me, you're raising a disabled child and you think we'd learn all the things after all these years, but they're still coming, is I'm not necessarily looking, it's not like I'm out there looking for a handout. I don't need the world to give me everything. I just
need
some help in some places. I just need you to point me in the right direction.
What kind of things are available as far as help goes?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not a ton of information unless, you know, like you are avidly digging, like looking for it.
And again, so,
you know, again, Piper's van, we just say it's her van because it pretty much is.
Yeah, it might as well be.
The van is pretty old. I'd say it's on its last leg, and, you know, trying to find another one that's in
that decent, we can afford.
Yeah, that, because, you know, they're not cheap. Modifying a van is, you know, probably easily $10,000.
So
depending on, you know, what you modify it for and what you need it to do, whatever. And then vans themselves, as far as like the vehicle market goes,
they're astronomically priced also.
Yeah. Just the price is outrageous.
So, you know, that was part of the things that like led into this whole thing is it's like, how do we,
cause you and your dad went and looked at a van.
We did. They have found a place that sells modified vans. They're actually they seem like a very nice, great place to go through. And luckily, they did point us in a direction of possibly someone or some company, some that might be able to help us purchase a different van. We don't know. We haven't talked to them. I don't know any of the specifics other than, you know, luckily,
they gave us the
information that maybe could lead us to some help.
But yeah, but it's still one of those things where you have to qualify.
Well, of course, because
yeah, just like everything. You can't just
give them out to everybody.
No, exactly. You can't just give it out to everybody. But, you know, it's like someone is essentially going to be judging if Piper.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what the circumstances are, how they even.
True. Yeah, this is true.
Again, I don't know any information other than, you know, luckily we did have somebody point us in a direction to help us, maybe.
Possibly, yes.
You know, and maybe not. I don't really know. Again, you have to qualify all the stuff. But, you know, we didn't know that. We're just out here looking around.
We're just trying to scrape together what change we can to try and find a van that's not beat to hell and, you know, isn't someone else's garbage, essentially.
I know.
Because, you know, people are still wanting $10,000 for a vehicle that's beat to hell and
True, but as far as vans go, I've never seen one for less than 20.
No.
Not a modified one.
No, not a modified one. And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're still looking at $25,000. They get pricey quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a cheap end. And that's.
It's not like something where your car took a crap. Hey, why don't you just go and find something that's $3,000 to $6,000?
Yeah, you won't find one.
No, you won't. Not a van. Not a modified van.
Yeah.
You might be able to find a van, but not one that's modified that needs to be wheelchair accessible.
Yeah. So that's just hard, you know, in the world that we are navigating of trying to find the places that will help us with the things that we actually need. Because, you know, Piper needs things that are modified in her life.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, granted, she can still sit in a car seat in a vehicle. It's not the most comfortable thing for her, but she can still do it for the time being.
Yeah. But that's not actually the biggest issue, because you can get lots of car seats that are modified for big kids, but you have to physically lift a child, human.
And you have to carry her because
in and out of the seat. Yeah. Like, it's not just about whether or not she can fit. It's also about
to your destination, you're going to, you know, a four-door sedan, which is what I have. You can't, her wheelchair doesn't break down and it sure as shit ain't fitting in a trunk.
No.
You know, so it just isn't plausible to take her somewhere in a smaller vehicle that can't take her wheelchair. Mm-hmm. So having a van with a wheelchair ramp and no middle seat that she essentially takes up the entire middle seat. Mm-hmm. It's a necessity, but we still need to qualify and see if someone decides that it is.
But, you know, it's like lots of things in our life. Again, you know, clothing. They even have adaptable clothing. Yeah. Luckily, at this current moment, she does just fine in average, typical, everyday clothing.
Yeah.
In the future, we do have some surgeries that are probably planned, and I think that I will buy some adaptable clothing because
it'll probably make things a lot easier. Based on
the surgeries and all the specifics, which, again, currently I don't have the specifics, but I'm just looking at pants, and they're expensive, you know. You're going to have to get a few pair, and they're $50 a piece. It's just...
And it's not like it's a ton of fabric. It's for a tiny little girl.
Well, the thing is, it's the same amount of fabric as any other pair of pants.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's really...
The only difference is, I guess, the time it takes to sew in the Velcro sides or...
Yeah. But it's still... It almost feels like all these companies that are doing a lot of these things, like, oh, well, you need this kind of modified chair. Well, it's $1,000. Mm-hmm. Well, that's ridiculous. How is it $1,000? Like,
yeah.
And then there are definitely things like that. A lot of times, sure. Insurance company doesn't even want to pick it up, or you have to fight to get them to pick it up because like, well, why? Why do you want it? Why does she need it? Is it a necessity? Well, now some person that doesn't even know my child is deeming it if it's a necessity for them or not. It's like, well, do you bathe her? Like with her bath seat, you know, that whole forever, however long it took to deal with that. And it's like, you assholes don't bathe her. Like, you don't have to deal with this. Oh, well, sorry, we lost the paperwork. We're going to start all over. It's going to take another year.
And I go, and I cannot go.
Yeah. Yeah, some people, huh?
I cannot go off into this because I'll just go on a rant and it'll take a terrible turn. But at the end of the day, I just feel like if a doctor orders it, you shouldn't get to fight it.
Oh, I 100%. I think if a doctor's like, you know what? Essentially writes it out like she's in a wheelchair. She is wheelchair bound. That right there should be like almost like an order. Like, okay, they should qualify for some kind of help for mobility as far as transporting her. Like,
well, and I'm just saying, that's, again, general.
One of those things. We're not asking for handouts, but I mean, if we knew of a place that we could go.
Yeah.
You know, or if there was like a program where you can get like a grant, like, oh, well, again, you guys qualify.
Yeah.
Great. Here's, you know, $10,000 towards any kind of vehicle that's modified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously put stipulations in it. You can't go out there and try and go buy a brand new Porsche or some shit. But
no, I got you. For sure.
Yeah. You know, hey, you guys find a good vehicle that's modified that works for you. Great. Mm-hmm. Here, this, you guys qualify for X amount.
Yeah. Yeah, no, agreed.
But that information isn't just willy-nilly out there. Yeah. Hey.
But I was just saying, in general, because we were talking about fighting insurances constantly.
Always.
Like, if a doctor writes for it, you shouldn't get to fight it.
No, 100%.
A doctor, a professional
in
the field of medicine has wrote a prescription for this human for medical reasons, and some person who doesn't have any medical degree is deciding whether or not it's valuable, and that sounds backwards.
Yeah. 100%. Because then it's like your doctor's like, well, you know, sorry, I know she needs it, but I honestly don't think that the insurance company should be able to trump that a doctor has verified.
And I'm just saying, like, you know, obviously there are stipulations for everything, and you would be a mob, you know, whatever. I'm just in general. It's just a general statement. But second thing is, you know, and unfortunately, the best place to get information is from other parents who have lived it.
Yes.
There are lots of parents
in that
who've created area. Websites just of all the resources they found, just so other people can find them. But again, if you don't find that person to find that web, you know, it's just hard.
Again, if you don't know, you don't know.
I know.
So as much as I may like kind of hate technology, it's one of those things that's great for us in that aspect that we can look up a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, things to help us and,
you
know, to have different avenues and stuff to go down to help with Piper and things that she needs and whatnot.
Yeah.
We've had some tough instances, but we've also had some really good ones. Like, I think this last upgrade for her wheelchair seemed to have gone a little smoother.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No. It took a year.
I know it took a
almost year. To a freaking day. And the upside, not the upside, that's not what I meant to say. What's hard is he's like, yeah, well, they're struggling to get parts and pieces, which I get. I 100% get that. I don't hold that against him. No, it took 10 months for insurance to even say that it was okay. Took 10 months of that time for insurance to say, oh, we're going to finally approve it. So it wasn't about parts. It wasn't about manufacturing. It was insurance saying, I don't really know. I'm like, how do you not know? She already has a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And it's been 6 years, which the requirement is 5 years. So
why are you just dragging your fucking feet? Upgrade the trailer. It. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the point is of dragging your feet.
It's not like she... Yeah, it's already on file that she got one 6 years ago. She needs when she is wheelchair bound. So no.
And I mean, if you mean smooth because we didn't fight them every day for it, sure. But it still took 10 months for them to decide, oh, we're going to approve this. 10 months. So unless there's somebody out there in the insurance world who can be like, well, this is like because we're so far behind or because yada yada. I mean, I don't know. But
I'm sure that's one of the reasons they would say, you know, oh, we're just behind or we're short staffed or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It just so.
But it gets very frustrating when it's, you know, your child's direct, you know, it's your child being directly affected. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like some person is just seeing a number and doesn't know shit about dick is making a decision that's affecting someone's life. And
yeah.
It doesn't even bother them.
No. Because, you know, in most cases, if it's not affecting them personally, they don't care.
Yeah, I really do think that it's just one of those things that it's there's help out there, mm-hmm. but it's not vastly advertised.
It's not.
At all.
It's not.
I mean, unless it's like a big corporation, it doesn't, you know, and it's going to benefit somebody,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't get advertised.
Just ridiculous.
If it's not going to sell something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're here to help people. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we can't advertise that. We don't help people. We just suck them for their funds and their livelihoods.
Right. You know, it's funny. We talked about wheelchairs, like, and insurance covering them and stuff. Because people, you know, it's a huge thing. I guess people are fraudulently asking for wheelchairs from insurance companies. And we can't figure out why. There's no resale on a wheelchair. None.
No, but you can pretend to be handicapped and get all kinds of shit.
But, I mean, that's more than just asking for a wheelchair. You're going to have to pretend on lots of other levels. Like, that's not...
It's the only thing I can think of. That is the only thing I can
and
think
again,
of is people, like,
who is
pretending
this doctor? The doctor should be the one in trouble. If you're writing false prescriptions for somebody...
Right?
Then you should be in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, and the individual who is like,
obviously the individual that's fraudulently doing it. But yeah, if the doctor is just writing it out willy nilly to whoever, like,
yeah,
no, because that's why it makes it so much more difficult for people like us that really do need it.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, other families that are out there that really do need that kind of help or any other kind of help.
Yeah.
It's like. Everybody just wants a shortcut and a scam. And what sucks is I feel like that's half the reason.
It is.
Why things are so difficult to get as far as like help and, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there for a while when Piper was first born, their insurance was always like,
were you guys
like in a car accident or was somebody at fault?
When the twins were born.
Yeah.
We got a lot of paperwork from the insurance. And they were trying to find somebody else to pin on to pay for it.
Like, did the doctor mess up?
And we're like, no, she was just born this way. It was just life.
I just went into preterm labor. That's all it was.
It was nobody's fault. It was nothing. It just happened.
It just happened. And this was the outcome. So shut your face and pay. Bottom line. Like,
and
they
pay you monthly on time.
Yeah.
Like,
you get your premiums and all this other stuff and whatnot.
I don't know what the
hell
the problem
is. Like,
do your job.
We don't even want to spend a dime.
Maybe I should just go into insurance to see how it works. Is that the only way
to
change it?
Be like an inside man?
Well, I'm just saying, like, because if you actually go into it and then you actually see how it works.
Fix it from the inside?
Yeah, because you don't really know on the outside. It's easy to be like, do this. But if you don't actually.
Just learn how to navigate it and make it work for you.
I mean, if you have to.
Well.
And then teach everybody else how to do it, too. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Which is super horrible because I do. I feel like healthcare is no longer like I don't feel like it's in the healthcare business.
It's not. It's in the money business.
It's in the money business.
Yeah.
It's not about helping people or saving people or making people be well.
Yeah.
It's in the money business. Pharmaceuticals, big pharma, and all that shit. They don't care. They just want to make money.
I mean, that feels very real.
It's corporate America. That's
well, it's where we live.
Yes. Well, so, for as great of a country as it is, we definitely got some flaws, just like everybody else.
Oh, well, yeah.
100%.
Nobody's perfect. And I don't believe that for a second.
Like, I don't.
There's always room for improvement.
Yeah. In my opinion, I don't think any person that has served our country for any amount of time should have to worry about anything. That's just my opinion. You know, I feel vets should. Especially if you've gone and had bullets thrown your way.
I know. And I get what you're saying. But in the grand scheme of things, I understand what you're saying.
I know. It's probably not that cut and dry.
Yeah.
As much as I wish it was.
But again, they are somebody else who are super underfunded and they should get way more help than they get.
I've had
100%
family members. I've got I've got a stepbrother that, you know, Marines. It's like, whew, man.
Yes, you deserve more than you get.
Yep, what you get is definitely not what you deserve.
Yes, agreed.
And I feel like exactly.
It goes to lots of people.
They're right there with, you know, disabled people, yes. But yeah, it just gets very frustrating when you just want a little help.
Right.
Because again, we're not asking for handouts. Mm-hmm. I'm more than happy to pay.
Yeah.
But. You know, I don't think that some of these things should be so astronomically priced.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she needs a, you know, something that's going to help strengthen her legs and it's a piece of equipment. Well, that's, you know, $10,000. That's a super over exaggeration, but
I mean, kind of. Not really.
I mean, not really. Yeah. I'm like, kind of, but not really.
Like, some of these things are like $5,000 easily. Yeah.
Easy. They're not. You know, and it's like, how do they think people afford this?
Yeah.
You know, you really can't.
Oh, no. No, no. And that's why if you go on YouTube, there is like a whole place on YouTube where people have learned to make things.
That, again, comes back. I think parents. Parents. Yes.
Well, of course. Of course.
We are the pioneers, you know, the innovators.
You're trying to do what's best for somebody you love. And if somebody's not going to help you, you're going to figure it out. And if that means I have to make it. For, you know, a fraction of the price and maybe it's not made out of metal and it's super fancy, but if it gets the job done.
100% agree with you, baby. I'm like, your dad and your brother helped modify her hammock swing.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that.
Still love that thing.
Hell yeah. That's great.
And she doesn't swing at it all the time, but if she's like not feeling well, it's one of her favorite things.
It's a nice like little rock. It's mellow. Mm-hmm. She just chills. Yep. Yeah. Especially if she's not feeling good. She digs it.
Or hasn't slept. Like, yeah. It's a good one for her.
But
so still that was,
you know, a couple $100 for the hammock. And just
we paid for everything. We just had them come over. And just some
engineering on your dad and your brother's part, a little bit of welding. Boom, there you go.
Yep, love it.
But again, parents trying to do something for someone they love.
Yep.
You know, it's not professional, but it gets the job done.
But it gets the job done. Yeah. Maybe one day. I don't assume, like, again, I don't ever assume it'll be perfect, but. We just
I'd like to think that we're, you know, the community's going in a great direction, getting more recognition and, you know, that's all we can hope for.
Yeah. Well, agreed.
You know, just like any other community, we have to fight for, you know, recognition.
So and I found out
help and all that other stuff,
which is kind of it's off the subject a little bit. Of course, what would it be if it didn't go off the subject a little bit?
Left field.
And just talking about like advocating and spreading awareness, doing all the stuff. So I just found out that parks with like the wood chip,
like turf, the mulch kind of stuff,
can actually call itself an accessible park as its, what do you call it, like ground cover. Uh-huh. You can be called an accessible park with that as ground cover.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? It is not accessible. I cannot push Piper in a wheelchair through all that crap.
Yeah, I'm like mulch, like you like sink down into it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kids that are probably using like arm walkers and stuff.
That's what I'm saying, like walker stuff.
It's uneven. You sink into it, but they can call it
accessible.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
Something to advocate for and change. Like, this is not accessible.
Nope.
Let's try again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There are lots of better options, which we know because we've seen them.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like that falls under your... under the city, I would imagine.
Probably.
Like city parks. Parks. Yeah. Like city parks.
But even like schools and stuff. So, But. Mm-hmm.
But again, that should be... that state. Schools are state funded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, they don't get as much as they should.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue we can talk about.
But, yeah. But no, I mean, it's horrible that they can say that.
Yeah.
That's accessible. That's
accessible.
It's like, here, let me take your legs. You're going to, this is how I would do it with somebody. I would take their legs.
Put them in a wheelchair and tell them to wheel around in it.
Yep.
Figure it out.
Take their legs and be like, you tape them to the wheelchair to where like, there's no way you're going to be able to cheat and try and use your legs. Like you're not using your damn legs. Now here, wheel around in this wheelchair and tell me how accessible it feels to you and how exhausted you are when you're done.
Right. Whatever. Exhausted. 30 seconds into it.
Exactly. God. And it's like, now, start again. Let's rethink this.
Right. Shouldn't that be like the testing for things like that? Like,
you know what really grinds my gears?
Should we just have a whole episode of what grinds our gear? I feel like that's a whole podcast, yes. Though. I mean, I don't
kind
know.
Of. You know?
No. But. Producer,
I trust Jesse.
I mean, that's fair. He has gotten better, though.
I really do try. I do.
Most of the time.
Sometimes.
Just because you say it and look at me and laugh does not mean it's better.
I mean, he knows you're going to cut it out.
I still cut it out. That's a problem.
But I still try sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think that's really all we wanted to cover.
No, we just wanted to bitch that we need like a list and a very well-known place of all the things that will help people with disabilities. All ages, all groups, everything.
Everything. All the
things. It all needs to deafness, be in blindness, one CP. Freaking place. I mean, do we need to start
It should be
this?
Like a, like, it should be, you know, it should be like Help Us instead of Toys R Us, like a Help Us. But it should be like a one-stop shop for deaf, blind, CP, all of that. Like you guys need like floor mats to do, you know, PT with your kids. You can purchase these at, you know, whatever. Yep. You know what I mean? Like those foamy ones that you can put them on and like and do tumble and stuff on to where. Yeah.
I hear you.
God, we should get on that.
By we, do you mean me or like we?
No, you, and then I tag along again.
See, this is what I needed to be specified. Don't say we when you mean me.
No, I get the idea. You start it and roll with it, and you're the face, and then I tag along and just give it nice little boosts every once in a while.
And give it boosts or just take credit?
No, I'm not taking credit. What are you talking about? This is your show. Well, it's Piper's show, and you're the host, and I'm the co-host.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
No, you said it. You can't take it back. That's it. We're not cutting it out. It's solid. It's gold. It's forever.
It is.
Don't make me
podcast
come over
in. It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud. You can't get it back
when it's in the cloud.
Oh, good Lord. Anybody know what that's from? Anybody? Anyways, thanks for coming back. We missed talking to you, and we will talk to you next week.
If that's what's in the cards.
It is. It's in the cards. I'm willing it.
You okay? Willing it. Committed.
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 Bye.
Love you. Bye.